Welcome back to the Trials of Life podcast. I'm your host, Marcia Terry. I'm excited to be here today. It's going to be an exciting conversation. Before we dive into the conversation, however, a couple things. Number one, I would like to make sure that if this is your first time in joining, that you hit that subscribe button, you hit that follow button, you hit that like button, whatever platform you're on. Make sure to leave a comment and make sure the reason that you're going to do all those things is so that you don't miss an episode, right? So if this is your first time joining me, we've been having this conversation about self-care. And I also want to say that I got ahead of myself last week and I said that we were going to have a special guest today. Well, not going to happen. As you can see, it's just yours truly. But next week, we will definitely have the special guest that I mentioned, and it's going to be an amazing conversation. I'm so excited about it. So today we're diving into restore, discovering your optimal self through restorative thinking. So if you've been following along, you know that I've developed a self-care framework and CARE is an acronym. And today we are talking about restore, restoration thinking. And as I was thinking, before we even dive into that, I just want to share something that, you know, the power of restorative thinking. So a year ago, I was reflecting, my husband and I, we've been married for 20 years and we were a very good place, but we were going through it. It was not an easy journey. We were going through it. It was tough. And I remember a year ago, not being sure, like, are we going to make it? Are we not going to make it? Like, what's going to happen here? And I'm so grateful that because of our commitment, number one, to each other and our commitment to change, which I'm going to talk about in a little bit, is why we were able to stay the course, you know, and part of that was a lot of that was communication and just choosing to invest in each other wholly and solely rather than being concerned about what other people were saying or doing around us. So I'm just really grateful today because what a difference a year makes. Okay, so let's get into our topic completely and talk about restorative thinking. So what does that even mean, discovering your optimal self through restorative thinking? I think that, you know, when you are thinking about self-care, you have to understand that you have, in order to, you know, truly embody self-care, there's an element of restoration that has to happen in your mind, body, soul, and spirit. Most definitely. And when you understand that you have to restore, because we're so used to living out of balance, being in we're so used to not being in equilibrium. Maybe I shouldn't say that word. Scratch it. Okay. We're so used to not being in balance. Okay. And so there's so many things flooding at me right now, but let me just stay on track. So as I was thinking, I would remember when I had just given birth to my first son. He's now 19. And I was sitting on the side of my bed. I think I was getting ready to go to work. And I am 5'2". So it's not like I'm a big, huge, tall person. Right. When I was pregnant with my first child, my body morphed to 180 pounds. I'm not ashamed to say it. That's what happened. I was on bed rest forever and ever. Amen. Gratefully, I had amazing care and all is well. But I was on bed rest for a long time. So I gained a lot of weight. And as I was, you know, post pregnancy, and I'm trying to lose the weight, and I was sitting there on my bed thinking, you know, you're good. You don't have to do anything else. One voice on one side was like, you don't have to do anything else. You're good. Like, it's fine. It's okay to be this way. And then another voice was like, oh, hell no, girl. You are not going to stay like this. Now, do not judge me because I'm not judging you. That was what was happening in my brain because I wasn't comfortable. I was struggling to, you know, put on my shoes. I was struggling to, like, you know, walk a little bit of a distance. I just didn't feel good. I didn't feel comfortable in my skin. And so I easily could have been like, no biggie. I'm just going to stay like this. But the other voice said, that's not what we're doing. That is not what we're doing today. And so I was fortunate enough to go out. I got a personal trainer. I actually shared a trainer with my friend, and that trainer, she kicked my booty. I lost, my weight decreased to less than my pre-pregnancy weight. I mean, she worked this out and it was good. I felt really good at that time and I felt invigorated and I felt full of life. But you have to be aware of the voices in your head that helps to create that balance, because they're there and we make choices to listen to them or to ignore them. Now, what are you going to do with that voice? The other thing that I want to talk about is I'm at a stage in my life as the mature woman that I am to have gone through like this hormonal imbalance in my body. And it kind of sneaks up on you. You don't even know what's happening because really there's not a whole lot of conversation out there in the world about menopause and how it affects women and all those things. And so I remember going through, you know, like feeling crazy one moment and then good the next, like waking up in the middle of the night, just sweating or, you know, the hot flashes and, you know, just going off with my kids for the slightest thing or going off with my husband for the slightest thing. It was like craziness happening in my body. And I felt like something is off. And I'm fortunate, you know, that I was able to make an appointment to go see my doctor because I was like, honey, this what going on, what we got going on in here is not working. And so when I went to see my doctor, she did a complete lab assessment. I mean, we drew every lab you can think of. And I want to say it was at least 4 vials of blood that she took. I'm so grateful that I was able to go and get that checked. And so if you are challenged with making the time to book your appointments, my friends, I cannot stress it upon you enough. You must see your doctor. Go and see your doctor, get your teeth checked, you know, do all the things, get your eyes checked, do all the things that you need to do, because it could be a slight adjustment that you need to help you feel back in balance. Just a slight. So, you know, I started on some medicine, nothing too heavy, a whole lot of vitamins. I changed my eating habits. And guess what? I started to feel more at peace and at zen in my body, more balance on the inside, right? Because why? We have to pay attention to how our body feels. A lot of times in our clinic, we see patients that, you know, have pain because I work in a physical therapy clinic by day. And I'm amazed at the amount of patients that we have who come in and they have been living with knee pain, neck pain, back pain for a year or two or three or five. And I say to myself, this is no way to live, but we get so accustomed and adjusted to living in pain, to being uncomfortable, to not feeling good, that we think that's the norm. And then our patients, they feel better and they're like, why didn't I come here before? I have a friend of mine who's been having some issues and I'm like, girl, you need therapy. You need to get into some therapy, right? And not whether you come to us or go to some, but you need to get yourself taken care of. And she went, she had one physical therapy visit and felt amazing afterwards. That is just the beginning, okay? So take care of your physical health. It is so important in helping you restore the balance that you need in your body. And lastly, as I, you know, I'm often talking about meditation because that's just what I do. And sometimes I don't meditate for 20 minutes every day. I just can't. It might be 5, it might be 10, but I was listening to this 10-minute meditation and it really resonated deeply within me. And so it was called Just for Today, and it made me think about like, what can we do just for today? So for example, be aware of your thoughts just for today. Do you know that we have upwards of 70,000 thoughts that go through our brain, our mind on a daily basis? That's a whole lot of thinking. Imagine if you're like super smart. Like, I mean, it could be way more than that, right? And just imagine how those thoughts can make you feel in balance or out of balance, right? So just for today, be aware of your thoughts. Are they empowering you? Or are they making you feel small and shame? What is it that you can do to change your thoughts? Do you need to change your environment? Do you need to change what you're listening to, who you're talking to, who you're surrounding yourself with? Like, what is it that you need to do to change your thoughts just for today? Be aware of what they are. Just for today, be aware of your breath. Now, most of us don't even think about breathing because it happens naturally. Unless it doesn't, because you're in the hospital and you're on a ventilator and you got a machine breathing for you. That is something to just all by itself to be grateful for, that we breathe on our own without assistance. Just for today, think about your breath. Some of us breathe super shallow. We're not getting that deep inhale and exhale on a regular basis. And I know we're not going to walk around like, you know, breathe out and take a deep breath in and then breathe out. No, that's not normal living. That would be exhausting. But think about your breath and the quality of your breath. When you walk, do you get short of breath? Do you get winded? Are you doing simple tasks and you feel like, oh my God, I feel like I'm going to pass out? Just for today, be aware of your breathing. And if you're finding yourself breathing shallow, stop and change. Take a deep breath in. Embrace the moment and then breathe out. That is going to change how you feel. Maybe you're in a very tense situation. You're going through a really difficult time. Just stop and breathe. That by itself can restore so much to your physical being. You'd be surprised. So just for today, be aware of your breath. Just for today, be aware that holding on to anger is like holding a hot piece of coal. Who wants to walk around holding coal in their hands every day? Ain't nobody want to do that. That's crazy, right? But when we hold on to anger, we hold on to bitterness, and we hold on to these feelings of, you know, strife towards our fellow man, do you know what all of that bottles up inside your body? You got to let that coal go. Release the anger just for today. Maybe you can be angry for tomorrow, but how about if you release it today? How are you going to feel in your body today? You're going to feel a little bit more at ease. You're not going to feel so uncomfortable, right? You're going to feel good and have that sense of balance in your body. And just for today, make a decision to make a change. That change could be something as simple as this morning, for example. My son got up and he came down into my room and he's like, "Mama, blah, 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 blah." And I was like, "Who are you talking to like that?" Right? And I easily could have gone to like crazy mama mode, like zero to 10, like just like that. But I had to okay, just for today, like, let's not be angry. Let's have a conversation about this, right? Be that person just for today and think about how you can change your response to other people. You might be, you know, walking down the hallway at work or, you know, wherever you are, and you see that person who is like cleaning up your office, or if you work in a hospital, they're cleaning up the rooms or whatever it might be. And most times we don't pay attention. Just for today, say, "Hey, how are you doing today? Thank you so much for your work." When you're being taken care of, whether you're going to get your food today or you're on the phone with customer service today and it's, you know, it's craziness happening, just for today, say thank you. And mean it. Just for today, see somebody and let them know that you see them. How is that going to make you feel on the inside? I know it would make me feel good, and I'm sure it would make you also feel good. So think about those things that you can do just today to restore that balance to your inner being, to your mind, body, soul, and spirit. And if you really need a little extra help, I invite you to go to MarshaTerry.com, download the self-care worksheet. It'll give you just a little bit of insight. It's not homework. It's just a little piece of paper. You can fill it out online, or you can download and print it, you know, if you want to do that. Or, you know, write the responses in your journal so that you can really begin to embody like what self-care looks like for you. So thanks for joining me today. I'm excited about next week's. I promise you that there will be a guest on next week. I'm not getting ahead of myself this time. And thank you so much for being here. Again, make sure you like, subscribe, and share this podcast with your friends so that they can be a part of our community. Have an amazing day. We'll see you next time.